also talked about this before, about, you know, the scraps that, you know, the slave master would give to the slaves, right? Pardon self, I don't want to call them slaves, people who were enslaved. So, you know, and how they made something out of that, right? But then carry that tradition, right? Now that's part of culture, because traditions are part of culture and customs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they carry that on into the future. And now we think that these are black people's meals, right? That this is our food, you know what I'm saying? This is what we make, right?
Mm.
And it's like, how many people think that they know what black is but don't know what it means to be B-L-A-C-K,
mm.
right? Because really, when you think about it, B-L-A-C-K is more of a word that is a more of a political term. You know what I'm saying?
Because black ain't a color. You know what I mean?
But it's the origin from where all colors come from.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you know, when, and you know, I met brothers and sisters that don't like to be called black. You know, and that's peace. That's fine, right?
You called it. You just said it right there. Though. Black is the origin of all colors.
1,000%.
Point.
That's actual factual, right?
That's why I got this line. Black ain't a color. Black is the conscious. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, right? It's a consciousness, right?
True indeed, right? And really, you know, it's
there's a lot of money in black and white. You know, there's a lot of money in black and white. Why would they stop that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of money in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no money in unity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, back to what you were saying.
Well, I mean, you know, so it's. So when we look at the aspect of, you know, what we were taught, so we had to adapt, and so therefore now when we're talking about you know, taking it back to now and the time of now, right? It's like, oh, or here's even another example that just came to my mind, was like when you look, you know, in the 60s, right? And we look at all these black leaders that were assassinated, you know, for speaking out. What that does to your subconscious mind, you know what I'm saying? Well, if I say something, I might get killed.
Almost definitely, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that doesn't have to be on a political scale.
No, it could be like Diddy.
But that is a political scale, like Kanye. Right? Because once you kill a leader, then the rest of the, you know, the rest of the masses are going to be like, ooh, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel fear. Come
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of neutralizes, you know, the leaders that are coming next. And I don't think we've had a really, really strong leader since those times, right?
Yeah. And when I said that,
I mean,
it was
a leader seen.
Pardon?
A leader that's seen. We have leaders. Except to search them out.
Well,
I'm talking about on an international scale like that, right?
If we're getting assassinated for leading, who wants to step up and put a target on themselves, right?
Right. And I mean, if the world can't see like what's going on, well, you know, teach his own, right?
And we know the world can see. Guilty, they can see. It's like you said before, right? Why would they want to change if it's already in their favor?
Well, there's just a lot of money in it, right? There's just a lot of money in racism, you know what I mean? There's just a lot of money, right? A lot of mind control. There's a lot of ignorance, you know? There's a lot of that, right?
When we say racism, we mean racism against black.
No, I mean racism against anybody, bro. You know what I mean, right? You have the Asian racism, you have South Asian racism, right? You have racism, bro. Come on. I mean, you whatever, man. You could be whatever you're on, right? But racism is...
Whatever I'm on...
okay. People are saying black people or other people can't be racist because they have the economic power, right? And you have to have economic power to be racist, right? Do you really?
Nobody's been treated the way black people have been treated in history.
Man, go tell some of these people that have been through wars that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Are you arguing about this? You're black.
I know I'm black, so what does
that mean? Gets treated like black people, specifically with that great word they use, N?
Well,
who gets treated like that?
Well,
one group.
Some of my redhead friends will say they get treated like that. That's a joke, but you know.
Well, and you know, and look, and
is that a no? Then there's nobody that gets treated like the.
Well, let's okay. So if we're gonna if people are gonna make a statement, then show and prove this statement, right? And we can show and prove this statement in the sense of reparations have not been brought back to the black nation as opposed to the Japanese or the Chinese or the Indian, right? So if we're going to make a statement, right, you need to show and prove the statement and not just make it sound like we're ignorant, right? Because not brothers ain't ignorant, you know what I'm saying? So when I'm hearing, you know, Digital talk about that, it's like, you know,
I'll give a quick show and prove. When the COVID vaccine came out and Donnie T was calling it the China virus and Asians were getting beat up in the street because apparently it was supposed to be their fault. We were all suffering from this pharmaceutical nightmare that still persists and kills us. They put a quick order out there to stop the persecution of Asians quickly because it was the 2020s. We had the vaccination thing going on. I mean, it's been hundreds of years for the persecution of the black man. So if it could quickly happen because of the COVID-19 virus and Asians be getting beat in the street because, you know, Donnie T said some silly things, they should quickly give us some reparations because it's clearly proven. But beyond the reparations, we can see that it's not done. And let's just keep it real on that tip. If you think that they care, let me give you another one. Black Lives Matter. Did you know the original Black Lives Matter statement was nothing else matters until Black Lives Matter? And it's not about blue or orange or anything else. The statement was nothing else matters until Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to take that as, let's take the time and look at what's going on with black people, all of us, and let's recognize the truth and the struggles for all these black people. And let's try to change what they're going through, you know, because it's really not fair. It really isn't fair. And it went off and, oh, it's about the blue lives and then it's about this and all lives matter. And you know what? All lives do matter.
But you know what that's called, though, right?
Yeah, it's called It's called forget about the black guys.
No, it's called propaganda, brother.
You call what you want.
It's called propaganda, right?
How long you
and that's what
down?
I said. There's a lot of
you
money.
There's a lot of money
in getting people riled up, right? You know
money.
What I mean?
I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the treatment of a people. I can talk to a neighbor. I've seen these people, in the worst of situations, not even care about the color of your skin and call you that stuff. Like, and no offense to them too. Everybody's got problems, but it doesn't stop. And I'm not saying that's everybody. All races treat black people a certain way. Every one of them. And I'm not saying I hate anybody, because I'm Canadian, and there's a lot of us Canadians, and I love all of you. But on the color scheme, you know, like, I learned to love y'all. I wish y'all could learn to love me too. But I just live on. In the scheme, I'm not trying to bother nobody, but straight goods. You can say it's about money or propaganda, what you know. Let's look past that.
There's a lot of propaganda, bro.
They don't care. Nobody cared. Kanye said it. The president don't care about black people.
Okay, right? Like we're talking.
He said so.
You know what I mean? But like I said,
don't care.
Was he put there to rile the people up?
I don't care if he was.
You know what I'm saying? Was he put there to rile the people?
He wasn't lying.
Yeah, of course they're going to tell you a true statement and get you pissed off.
He wasn't lying.
You know, I'm just saying. Sometimes you got to look a little deeper, right?
Depth of what is?
You know what I mean? Right? You know, like they have it. Like, you know, every brother's getting mowed down by the police. Go through the statistics. And see who are the people getting killed by the police, right? The police are killing more white people than they're killing black people. So what are you saying about that?
I don't care if they kill the white people. I care about my black brothers that are forcibly and wrongly incarcerated.
I understand, but you got to care about humanity, bro.
I do. But yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, it's the point. It's not a fair thing. I'm sorry for the white guys that get shot too.
Or is the media trying to tell you? this is how you're supposed to feel, bro.
White grandmothers don't look at the ground.
Is this the media telling you how you're supposed to feel?
They don't want us to feel this way, bro.
Yo, bro, it's thine thyself, right? And, you know, I'm just telling you, man, there's a lot of, like, what do you say, in the words of Metallica, master, master, master of puppets are pulling your strings, right? You understand what I'm saying?
Guilty, may I have a question for you?
Right, and that doesn't mean I'm not, right?
Are you supposed to be angry, or are you supposed to just submit and take and keep taking the crap? Are you supposed
to supposed to focus on that? Because that's what they want you to focus on?
It's a question.
I'm black and,
I'm not using a whiny voice, brother.
No, I never said you were.
Okay,
right?
So
I'm asking you
a question. I said, hey, man, are you supposed to be in submission?
I'm black, and I say you can look at it two ways.
I didn't even ask the question.
Okay, sorry. Go, ask the question, sorry.
Are you supposed to submit, or are you allowed to be angry and uprise? Because look what happens when you uprise.
Okay, so let me ask.
In the words of EPMD, calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Mm. Let me tell you, boy, you got to chill.
How long are you going to chill, bro?
Chilling is in the mind, bro. It's building in the mind, bro.
The sun don't chill a lot.
Right?
And this is the thing.
It's building in the mind, bro.
Let me answer the question. Are we supposed to be...
Where else is it going to be built, man?
Are we supposed to feel angry or submit? This is my response to that question.
Please, young brother, tell me something.
So, anger doesn't lead to anything good. Submission doesn't lead to anything good. What one has to do is examine... and then take action. Now, whatever action that person takes is solely on them. Now, if they are a part of a nation and they're nation building, then you're going to look for like-minded people, right? The thing about it is that you have many different ideologies that it came out, especially of like the civil rights movements, right? You had on one aspect our brother, Dr. King, right? Who took the peace route, right? And we saw the pros and cons of that. You look at our brother Elijah Muhammad and the route that they took, and Malcolm X and Khalid Muhammad and Farrakhan, right? It wasn't so much of a peace route. We saw the pros and cons of that. It's not about submitting when you are taking the proper strategic moves in order to elevate yourself and elevate somebody else. It's not about being angry, because anger does not help to make the
wise
decision.
That's not true.
Well, explain how does anger make it better?
Michael Jordan didn't make the junior varsity team when he was a young man. And he is the best basketball player of all time. He did not make the top team at his age. I'm sure he was angry about it, because the man turned himself around and worked himself into the best there ever has been.
You can't be serious with me.
Very serious. Anger can make you change your ways because you don't like your situation. It doesn't mean you're going to go throw. But you're talking about tantrum and thing. I'm talking about, I don't like what's going on here. What can I do to make a change? That's what I'm talking about. You don't have
to. Well, say that. Say that, right?
Well, because you're angry.
That's not what I'm getting for you, right?
I'm saying you
I'm not getting that.
I'm saying anger does not always lead to bad things. That's what I'm saying.
Anger in sports is a whole different thing to what we're talking
about. We're not talking about in anything. I made an example for you to understand.
That's what I'm saying. In that
example. And it makes sense.
Oh.
And it makes sense.
Okay, I got you.
It does.
I got you.
It does.
Right, because I play sports, right? I get subbed, I get angry. Yes, you go back in. Yes, sometimes you refocus, right?
So why did you get subbed?
Because obviously I wasn't playing well, right?
That's right. You weren't in your right head.
Right? So he subbed me out. Blah, 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 blah. I go back in. It wasn't subbed out for long. It was just like a one play sub.
Get your head together.
Get your head, check yourself, and go back in, right? Obviously I'm mad, right? You know, right? Okay. in that,
and then you go back
in that sports aspect that may be applied. But in, and we're talking about nation. We're talking about, you know, mother, father, son here. You know what I mean? Like, how do you, how does anger really, like, you know what I mean? You know, I understand anger in defense, but
be
anger.
Angry. We should be angry.
Man, no. Bro, I ain't angry nothing, man.
You don't have to be. I'm just saying you shouldn't be happy with your situation. You shouldn't. You
What's my situation?
The situation we live in North America. Man, like, bro, you're not telling me nobody's dropped an N on you for no bloody reason. And I'm telling you, I'm not trying to say I'm happy to see that happen to children.
Bro,
I'm
not, sticks not and cool stones may break it's my bones, but names ain't hurt bro, me, bro.
Listen, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, I don't go out, I don't leave my house and say, yo, I don't got a name N for the white guy or the Asian guy. I'm not calling him that because I know I'm better than that. So why do I have to beg so much to gain a piece of respect because of Man. Their false knowledge? And that's all I'm saying. I'm angry that I'm mistreated. And I can be angry about that, yeah, and I can ask them to change. But realistically, sure. it won't change. I'm not trying to fight nobody to respect
Man,
me.
You want
to
call me whatever you want to call me. I'm not, that's not going to
Who called you anything, bro?
Right. No, I'm not talking about you.
I know, I'm just saying.
Right, I'm just saying, right? When you say the N-word and all that stuff. Imagine when you get called in sports, when you're in the corner, when you're this. Man, it's been forever. And, if a name is going to hurt you, right?
It doesn't hurt. It motivates me, bro.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's what it should. Good, right?
You could call me nigger. It means king to me. It's just, you know, reverse.
It's negus. It's negus.
Whatever. I'm just calling. Right? You could call. They don't want to call me king.
Negus.
So naga. I'll take that as king.
But you know, the thing is about the N word, man, is like, you like, first go do the knowledge to that, what it even means. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
see where it was originally.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? Like, and I don't want to hear no Nigeria shit or whatever.
Like, it's not the Niger River, man.
You know what I mean?
It has nothing to do with that. Which right? is, you
that
know,
word is from like, white I, origin.
It is.
Troglodyte nigger means cave dweller.
Whatever.
You understand? It's not. These things, like I get what you're saying, Digi, right? Like, I get what you're saying, right? And everybody's entitled to that, right? But the focus doesn't need to be anger. It just needs to be about what can one individual do in his own community. Start with our own homes first. Then we can talk about the community. Then we can talk about the county or the state or the province. Then you can talk about the country, right? But if you're not even living out what it means to actually have quote unquote knowledge itself,
right?
Then there's nothing to be talked about. You can't even talk about it. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's cool to just talk about it and vent, right? But it's like when you like, for example, you ask, you know, the gods around me, right? And the brothers that know me, I'll be in the streets teaching. You know what I'm saying? I'm not how you're just talking some smack. It's like, okay, I got knowledge of self through the 5% nation. So I hit the streets and I teach any brother and sister I can. You know what I'm saying? Because that's my duty. That's what I chose to do, right? So it's not about just sitting here and being, oh, upset because you're not getting reparations. Look, man, you might not ever get reparations. What is that going to do? What are you going to do about it for your own self and your own community?
I don't want no reparations.
You know what I'm saying? So then you don't want no reparations.
I need a check.
Yeah, well, yeah, man. Yeah, hell yeah. Right?
But you have to have the people all together to get that check.
Yeah, you do need to have the people all together, right?
We ain't getting no check, bro.
You have to get the people together. But the thing is that when you got to look back at history, you got to look at brothers like J. Edgar Hoover, who told them, we're going to give them their black leaders. You understand that? Right? It was the first black federal agent, right? Number 885. You understand? We didn't even have a name, right? Who invaded and infiltrated Marcus Garvey's Universal Negro Improvement Association, right? United Negro Improvement Association, pardon self, right? So it's never any other ethnicity who invades these nations, right? It's always they always send in the ones who look like us, right? Here's the thing. What Digital is saying is right. It's right. At the same time, and it's like this. Don't talk about it. Do something about it.
Yo, hold on, man. One last thing on that. Hold on, bro. Seriously.
I like this conversation.
Don't talk about it. Be about it. This is very true, hard body. This is very true. But let me make you see another piece of that. If you knew, because like you said, do the knowledge, right? If you knew that they were trying to take away rights we just received recently, I mean civil rights, and the purpose of that, to take the rights away that we just gained, just to be able to sit at the same table and drink the same water. They want to take that. And you don't know because it's not televised. They don't want you to know that. They'd rather you talk about P. Diddy and Kanye, right? If you knew they were still trying to mess with you, would you sit there and still smile and say, oh, these people aren't really that bad? You got to keep it real. I'm not asking you to go and stop buying your Teslas and this and that. And I'm just asking you to be aware. And, you know, when you know, you probably will be angry at the situation. And I'm not telling you to riot. I'm telling you to be aware and check and see what are really going. Because that's the truth. And my brothers here, you know, I understand what they're saying, but straight goods, when I'm saying anger, I don't mean fight physically.
Well, you need to explain that, right?
I don't really need to explain anything. Because sometimes, you know, bro, they when people are, you know, when the Palestinians are fighting the Israelis and all that thing, they fight. When the Ukraine and them people want to tell and they want to tell us a story about that, they fight.
The rebels in Africa fight too.
This is not Africa, brother. This is North America, where they enslaved us. They took some from Africa, but we were already here. We don't know our knowledge. We call some people indigenous that are really not indigenous here. They're not. We are. So
first of all, let's continue this conversation.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's continue this conversation. We be back. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We are talking about some very high heat. And
Black History Month.
It's going up and it's going down, baby. Yo, Digital, run that.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on the go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Another supreme classic by yours truly, Hard Body Dreams, the infinite, the divine, supreme being, peace to the seven, God, Allah, the Father, foundation, knowledge equals sun, sun equals original man, stay tapped in, cause we about to, when I'm in the booth, I invoke spirits, audio crack, man, we dope, engineering. Down from a block where them souls disappearing, kings or command, there will be no interfering. When I'm in the booth, audio track, man, we dope, engineering.
Hey, yo, call in right now, man, y'all want to tap in with us, let's go.
New one order!
We the kings of command, muscle, muscle, gold just dripping on the neck, we the kings of command, Osiris gold dripping off a motherfucker.
Supreme mathematics, original Asiatic. Wouldn't get caught rocking a fake paddock. Gotta get the guap for the team like Greg Maddox. We cut from a cloth, but we ain't from the same fabric. Skating on the mic like ice, I'm Dave Babbage. Knowledge of self, but you still be claiming savage. God of the universe, never remain average. Pull up with a goddess, ain't fuck no lame ratchets. When I'm in the booth, I invoke spirits. Audio track, man, we dope, engineering. Down from a block where them souls disappearing. Kings or command, there will be no interfering. When I'm in the booth, I invoke spirits. Audio track, man, we dope, engineering. Down from a block where them souls disappearing. Kings or command, there will be no interfering.
We the kings of command. Masa Musa gold just dripping on the neck. We the kings of command, Osiris gold dripping off a motherfucking rest.
I'll be on my supreme alphabet, yeah, the alpha. Half these rappers fake nowadays, they look like counterfeit. God by
body dropping knowledge, something like Malcolm did. Transmutate my raps, right now I am the alchemist. 120 lessons, let me show you what that knowledge gives. About to send you imitators back to the Caucasus. Brown skin goddess, you know she looking foxy kid. Black Israelite America, the new Auschwitz. When I'm in the booth, I invoke spirits. Audio track, man, we dope engineering. Down from a block where them souls disappearing. Kings are commit, there will be no interfering. When I'm in the booth, I invoke spirits. Audio track, man, we dope engineering. Down from a block where them souls disappearing. Kings are commit, there will be no interfering.
Talk to me, I'll talk back. Yeah, La Ila had turn it all the way off. I'm turned up, y'all dudes is all the way soft. I am all the way boss, ran with a squad, now I'm solo more. Black Gorbachev, blow the booth like a Molotov. Catholicism, y'all niggas too much cross. Manifico Chico, pull up and pop a call. High and raw when that bag get tossed. OG, no code D when the guard get off. Lord, it's real talk, real life, I don't perform. Not a Netflix series, just really what I'm on. To my first ball, to the last one. Rap elder statesman, the whole 90s, Aramaki just laced them. The great one, not too many rappers can face him. I'm a titan, intelligent hoodlum, rhymes enlightened. Word to Richie Lou, come through on that bullshit and we fighting. Can dive, run through him like a herd of bison. I'm a Viking, like Iron Mike in his prime when I'm writing. 252 across the planet. Resurrect through the birth of my son and live again. 252 across the planet. Resurrect through the birth of my son and live again. And live again. QB artifact. More than that, I am rap. Check the numbers and the stats. Yeah, the math is all facts. I ain't never cap. I'll over chat. I am over that. Audi Mac blow his back. From the bridge where it's colder at. These youngins eating cheese running with these older rats. I'm falling back, moving forward off of that. Grandiore, chase a bag, not a haul. I done seen it all before. Niggas lost off the calls, don't know what they living for. I don't wait for opportunity to knock, I see down the door. Wallahi, bitch me Allahi, my art naturally. Gaddafi, 252, yo, get at me, boomerang done. Give me all the miles for a bang one. Keep the shine, just give me the power so I can raise them. Till my day's done, bitch is vernacular, I'm amazing. Aromatic type lyricism, how I came up. Roll it up, flame it up, pour some more in my cup. And add some respect to the name, who had them all stuck. 252, across the planet. Across the planet, resurrect through the birth of my son and live again. 252 across the planet, resurrect through the birth of my son and live again.
Flip a 666 into 3 9s, cause a crucifix. Each man holding, no man falling. Coast clear and premieres in the green tank rolling. Prepare, get on your post and stand clear. They wanting to shut us down, but the whole team's here. What? You act like it's sweet or something? This ain't no Desert Storm bullshit. War, we all dumping.
Code name
Jamal Grenard, strapped with 6 clips of Teflon, suited to camouflage. Got Kevlar helmets with masses. Wearing mob gear in case they try to infumigate us with gases. To seek and destroy, we were sent to get rid of you. Make the situation critical. First family will gradually lift the f- up like gravity and turn your body's frame into a cavity.
NFO,
that's no fair ones. Watchmen turn into a sparking with the same marksman. Known for gunning and running and boning with the lemon squeeze and my barking.
You heard?
You know my family style. I'm going out with my in my hand like Big Mal. I ain't got nothing to lose, so move on me if it's something to.
There's a war going outside, no man is safe from.
So what you gonna do since you know now?
There's a war going on outside. It's impossible to stop.
This world's a twisted maze, but I got the swiftest blades. My swords, they can slice and dice precise ways. Those who come against me could get played, sprayed and laid. No trace, just a glimpse of my face hitting the shade. Yo, look up, there's a full moon in the sky, and all my would-be enemies, yeah, they're soon to living in this war zone, we frequent fly your dome. Many of us grow violent prone, ain't trying to be dying alone. So I'ma take the competition with me, Lord forgive me. But a whole bunch of blood-sucking punks is out to get me. In a flash of a moment, I slash vital components trying to scheme on me and my team. You know we own this, we can scrap with guns, knife, chains, and bats, whatever, baby. Erase that quick fast off the map. Plus, they better bring medical attention after I sling my weapon. There won't be no recovery, no divine intervention, no prevention from getting hung in the streets where I'm from. Enough bloodshed, this war's just begun.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from.
So what you gonna do since you know now?
There's a war going on.